Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cost of something
what's up, Giblets? It's the one, the only, good old B-Train. Who else? And I've got a lot to report to you tonight. First off, let's start off with a SmackDown Live review. Shall we, ladies and gents? Hey, monkeys in the truck, hit my fucking music. Alright, folks, so SmackDown Live, as per usual, does not disappoint. And how it did not disappoint fans was this. The fact that SmackDown Live showcases its champions and gives people the opportunity to organically get used to a match instead of forking it on us like Monday Night Raw does sometimes. Asuka, Charlotte, Randy Orton basically, I guess, interjected himself, you know, into the fray during the Asuka-Charlotte interview. And the New Day, half of New Day and half the Usos teamed up to face the Bludgeon Brothers. You also saw, well, a very good outing for SmackDown Live. Shane McMahon got beat up by Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. This is the road. These are the journeys to WrestleMania that you remember, because the builds, I should say. So what stood out the most on SmackDown Live? Giving them to you. What I liked and enjoyed seeing the most? Probably the end. When Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn literally obliterated Shane McMahon. If you hadn't really, you know, beginning to realize, we've already seen Kevin and Sammy face each other in PWG, Ring of Honor, Generico and Steam, the never-ending feud, right? Some people say, I never got tired of that feud. There's some great matches, folks. If you haven't already done so, you can catch it on the network for only $9.99 per month after your first month free. Cheap plug, I know. And usually I say that during the advertisements, but I figured I'd throw it in there. Anyways, SmackDown Live... What a show. I mean, we saw Asuka twice in 1 week, and, well, unfortunately, we saw, did we? Yes, we did see John Cena appear and challenge The Undertaker. I don't know if The Undertaker's going to accept, but it's going to be one hell of an interesting ride to WrestleMania 34, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't already done so, you can still purchase your tickets to WrestleMania on StubHub, on Ticketmaster. The only thing that's, well, it's sold out, if you didn't take full advantage of it, was NXT TakeOver. And that, my friends, is one of the reasons why you should always go to the website that fits your budget best. Anyways, so why is SmackDown Live an amazing, superior show? Not the B-list show to me, by any far stretch of the imagination, no, sir. You see, Asuka just elevated its ratings by a crap ton. Now, you've got the Bludgeon Brothers running amok. Who's going to stop them? I literally think that the SmackDown Live championships, the tag team championships, that is, are going to be heir apparent to the Usos. I don't know if they'll retain. I don't know what will occur, but I do know that the Bludgeon Brothers are running roughshod on SmackDown Live. That's very interesting. Also, Carmella on a hot streak? Who would have thought? All right, let's get to the gist of what the title reads today. NXT, Ring of Honor, New Japan equals a wrestling fan's paradise. And yours truly talks about moving on in the world of professional wrestling. Title was a bit too long, so I had to shorten. Anyways, so overall, what did I think of SmackDown Live? I get asked that question quite a bit. I thought it was good, gave the fans a good teaser as to what's going to pertain to WrestleMania 34. We do know that Shinsuke Nakamura is on fire. I mean, the Nakamura match at Fastlane, pretty amazing. Now, I wonder if Shinsuke will win the championship. Guys, I leave that up to the amazingness of WrestleMania. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to appear. But while I'm on the subject of WrestleMania, I'm most looking forward to WrestleCon, NXT, JR seminar. I mean, I'm going to a lot of events, and I'm going to have a hell of a time. It's going to be fun. Get to meet Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart. Oh, and by the way, I cannot wait. I know it sounds like a total mark thing to do, but we are all our marks for somebody. So anyways, Kenny Omega, cannot wait to meet that gentleman. That is going to be amazing. I'm going to have such a good time at WrestleCon, and going to have an even more amazing time before that when I go see Jim Ross. I get to, and then one of the guys that I'm meeting, pretty nice guy. I have yet to sit down and chat with him or have lunch with him. Be pretty cool, but I'm just going to take my autograph and picture as a token of appreciation. And Mick Foley. Get to meet him as well. Like I said, I know it sounds like the Mark-esque thing to do, to be like bragging about who I'm going to meet at WrestleCon, but you guys, it is a fun-filled event. It's $34. Pre-purchase your tickets on WrestleCon's website if you haven't already done so. Go to the WrestleCon website. It's free to register. That way you guys can actually purchase the tickets. Kevin Nash, Gene Okerlund, Ted DiBiase, Amaya Jade, Jazz, all the greats are going to be there. Kevin Nash, Scott Hall will have a photo op and an autograph session. You can get combo packs, which is what I suggest you get if you have the funds for it. You can do the cash thing there, but I suggest you do your shopping online, man. I am in a frenzy of excitement just to go see the guys I grew up watching, the guys I currently watch. WrestleMania, man, I'm in that mode. But I figure I'd stick to the title. Be a little bit boring, right? Why is it that NXT, New Japan, and Ring of Honor, and CZW, and among others, Evolve, Pro Wrestling, Revolver, why are those the it factors for fans to have an awesome, heavenly, amazing time? Amazing, heavenly time. It's because we actually get to watch wrestling and not, well, this is going to happen, I guarantee you, and then boo 5 seconds later. So NXT, God bless you, dude, or God bless you, amazing, amazing, amazing product. Ring of Honor, same thing. They have Supercade coming up. Cody Rhodes against Kenny Omega, a dream match come true. Punishment Martinez will be there. If you haven't already done so, go to Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets for Ring of Honor. New Japan, Kota Ibushi, Okada, Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, to name a few names. I believe there's a reason why fans can dig into saying This is Wrestling Paradise. Some of it's flippy shit, no offense. Travis Flip Gordon. Amazing talent. Nice guy. We interviewed him a long time ago. Once upon a time, Wrestle Radio did interview a one Travis Flip Gordon. But why is it? I haven't answered my own question. Why is it paradise for wrestling fans to watch these group of wrestlers? I can tell you from experience, it's not just one man that makes the roster. It is the entire roster that makes the roster entertaining to watch. Good quality matches from Jeff Cobb to Darby Allin to Ethan Page, Matt Riddle. The list goes on and on and on. Joey Ryan, Candice LeRae, Jesse Havoc. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to go to another Wrestling Revolver show and Tales from the Ring? Or, better yet, to watch the awesomeness that is Sami Callihan. Granted, I know some of you are probably going to ream me for saying that, but how many times have you fucked up in your life? I'm guessing a lot. So Sami made one mistake, but that's not the reason why you should put him on Botchamania on YouTube. Do you think you have accomplished something because, well, at one point in time, Sami may or may not have told you off at an autograph signing, or I don't know what the deal is. But the point is, I still will watch Sami Callihan, whether he's in CZW, Impact, or Wrestling Revolver. But what makes watching NPJW, what makes watching Ring of Honor and NXT and CZW a special experience for not just me, but for every fan that watches wrestling? Because you get the quality that you would not get anywhere else. Hell, man, watch ICW in England. You'll get some amazing matches. Keith Lee, Jeff Cobb got the chant of Big Lads Wrestling for an English crowd to come unglued. It's not, you know, it's not uncommon, but during their match, Keith Lee is a big guy that, if you haven't taken notice of who he is or what he's done, he's a biggin' that can do moves of a cruiserweight, that a cruiserweight can do or complete in the ring, such as shooting star presses, five-star frog splashes. Hell, the guy can even do acai moonsaults on the outside like it's nothing, and he can do it with grace. So big guys doing wrestling moves. The match between, okay, I'll give you an example. In San Antonio, I watched Evolve, and I saw Zack Sabre Jr. versus Chris Hero. What an amazing match those two gentlemen put on. And for the life of me, I can't understand why people would discount watching anything other than one company. In the world of professional wrestling as a fan, you know why it's paradise to watch said groups? And I don't watch NXT because it's the condensed version of what they should be. I get it. I get the passion. I get the complaining. But sometimes, you know what? I started realizing and reflecting, why am I complaining? I've been on the other side of the spectrum. I don't know everything, and I would like to absorb as much as I can by watching these wonderful performers in the ring. And that's why it's heaven on earth to watch each individual. You know, I've seen companies in the Midwest. I've seen NWL. I've seen GWF. I've been through KCXW. I have even, let's see here, GPW. I have been through Texarkoma Pro Wrestling. Been to one of their shows. Hey, Dusty Gold, how are you doing? I'll tell you this right now. Yes, there are certain promotions that I, you know, say thank you for allowing me to work. And let me just inform you. Yeah, it's paradise on earth watching the big name promotions, but also going to tell you right now, it was Paradise working one or two promotions. I'm not going to name who, because that's, like I said, it's the past, and this is 2018, so I'm just going to speak on the real, shall we? Or shall I? You see, it's paradise on earth to watch men wrestle, you know, like Matt Riddle. It's also amazing to see clips on YouTube of guests that I've interviewed, like Ronnie Nicole, Big Bang Ronnie Nicole, wrestling in Japan. She's amazing. Eventually, I believe NXT is going to pick her up. She's too hard not to miss as far as talent goes. So it's paradise. You know what? It's awesome to see not only who you interview as a podcast, but to see them in live action and to see their passion, to see that they can actually put on a decent show. That's why I say it's heaven on earth to see others perform to the best of their ability. Kurt Gannon, GWF, also, you know, he's got a big match in ICW coming up against Abyss. And Monsters Ball, so I guarantee you, that's the reason why I find enjoyment watching others succeed. Yeah, it is kind of difficult, you know, not being a part of, but here's the thing. I've realized I found my calling in reporting to you as a broadcast journalist, not only what I think, but what others have been saying about certain people and how they feel about watching New Japan, about how they feel about watching NXT and Ring of Honor in the same breath, in the same token. So I got to tell you guys why, you know, I got to relay to you why it's such paradise for us fans to sit and watch these groups. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan because wrestling is getting good again. It's never been bad to me, but I mean, it's evolving, it's getting its evolution. It's always constantly evolving itself as a product, no matter if you're in Ring of Honor, no matter if you're in NXT, New Japan, CZW, ICW, Progress Wrestling, it doesn't matter. All I can tell you is one of the main fucking reasons why I watch this shit is because it's an escape from where I'm at in my life. Okay? It's a paradise because it's an escape from reality. You get to boo, you get to cheer, you get to stand on your feet, you get to get an autograph or a picture of one of these awesome folks. That's why it's a paradise to us, because some of us, yes, well, actually most of us are cynics and critics when it comes to pro wrestling. I really liked him when he did this. I, you know, I believe he or she should turn heel. That point in certain conversations when, okay, what's your reasoning for this guy or gal turning heel? Certain people make it hell to watch. Others, it's an in-between. You don't argue. And then others, it's easy to watch because they don't say a word and they just watch. They boo, they cheer, they clap. Hell, we clap, we boo, we cheer. So why are these organizations a paradise to watch? Because I guarantee you, one of the main reasons why I turn on NPJW Network and watch New Japan is because when Kenny Omega shows up and starts either beating the hell out of someone or just putting on a clinic as a worker, as a wrestler, that's one of the reasons why I tune in to watch them. Sure, Kota Ibushi and Okada and Will Ospreay, and I'm sure I'm just listing the people off from WK12, but you know something, folks? I tune in when I tune in. Selective tuning, right? Ring of Honor, you got a plethora of talent in there. Dalton Castle, Jay Lethal. You have Travis Flip Gordon, Marty Scurll, the Young Bucks. Now you have Kenny Omega. I mean, come on. What more could any wrestling fan ask for? In NXT, you finally give Aleister Black the opportunity to sign for his championship opportunity at an NXT TakeOver in New Orleans. You've got Ember Moon defending her championship against Shayna Baszler at NXT TakeOver New Orleans. Though I may disagree with some of the, you know, some of the things and some of the ways that things have been done in NXT, I can't really say I've disagreed much. So watching said organizations, not don't tune into CZW much, but I did catch what happened on Impact Wrestling with Sami Callihan. I don't mind because, like I said, we all make mistakes. But one of the main things that I'm trying to cover here, ladies and gentlemen, to try and stay on topic is before I go on my hour tirade like I normally do, I just wanted to bring something to someone's attention. The reason why I still podcast and I still ramble is because I firmly believe in speaking my mind. Because everyone else does it. Everyone else does it on social media. Everyone else does it through Instagram. It's all become one big competition. So to answer your question, sir, of why I keep doing this without a co-host, for now, is simply this. Because I know in due time when things are settled and my co-host comes on air, yeah, it'll just run a little bit smoother and I can breathe easier. But I can do this on my own because I've been doing it for the last year and a half. So allow me to elaborate on that. I know a lot of people are doubtful that me doing this on my own is easy. But I figured out how to run Wrestle Radio. I figured out how to make a show my own. Okay? Not easy. Nothing ever is easy. But thanks for that question. Reed from Norfolk, Virginia. I hope that answered your question. Now, back to the topic at hand, ladies and gents. Why is it a paradise to watch said wrestling organizations? Why is watching wrestling outside of one organization better than just, you know, why is watching more than one organization better? I'll tell you why. Because if you just stick to one and you're happy, cool. I ain't mad at you. But if you actually expand your horizons and watch something other than New Japan or WWE or NXT, which is associated with WWE, but if you watch more, you're able to have a discussion with someone. You're able to say, well, I don't watch this, but I do watch this. Good to find common ground in a conversation as a wrestling fan. And two, then you won't feel left out. Because again, MTU, beforehand, man, seven, eight years ago, didn't watch anything outside of the, okay, occasional watching of TNA, which I still believe, you know, watching that was like watching a modern-day WCW, except for without all the hype. They did implore, you know, Sting, Steiner, Savage, Hogan, Piper, not Piper, but they did implore having old running mates from WCW, and I mean the X division, but what I'm getting at is I've expanded my horizons, and that's why it's heaven on earth for me and others who do this. When you're watching, it expands your conversation, makes it a lot broader than, did you see what happened on Raw last week? Did you see what happened on, did you see what happened on this ROH episode, yada, yada, yada? If you narrow your watching of wrestling to just one singular organization and you're hell-bent on joining, great, more power to you. But what I'm trying to say is expand. And that's why it becomes heaven on earth for those who do. Because your discussion pieces on a podcast, your discussion pieces during an interview, if you don't expand, your wrestling watching, then guess what, folks? You're going to be like a fish out of water. And then sooner or later, the conversation that you have with one person is going to die. So, why? I'll tell you why. Because a long time ago, I would be out with friends. We'd be talking, you know, just sitting, shooting the breeze. Hey, man, did you see that Ring of Honor match between Zayn and Generico? Nope, I don't know. Not familiar. Did you see Claudio versus Tyler Black, man? What a match. At the time, I was watching strictly WWE, and I really wasn't able to expand my wrestling horizons, as you will, as a fan. And I find it, you know, it's never too late to go back and watch these matches again, because then it, oh man, did you see when he did the Pele kick, or, you know, that was really cool where he went on the middle rope and then he springboard stunner, not springboard stunner, but he did a reverse DDT in midair while jumping off the middle rope. Some, you know, example of that conversation be kind of what you hear now in the world of professional wrestling. The conversation varies. You can distinct the level of wrestling fan when you talk. But it's so, so, so good to be a wrestling fan, currently speaking. And you know why? There's more than a title. It wouldn't let me expand. But what I just listed, NXT, Ring of Honor, New Japan, CZW, Evolve, Wrestling Revolver, Progress Wrestling, ICW in England, I guarantee you there's more than that. And I have to do a PCW, MCW. There's a crap ton to choose from, and that's why it's a wrestling fan's paradise. And on that note, folks, let's start the advertisements. For those of you wishing to attend a wrestling school, go to monsterfactory.org, sign up today. Why chase mania when you can be starting your journey at Monster Factory and get some actual training in so you can actually become a big name? Learn how to do so at themonsterfactory.org. For those of you wanting to kick cancer square in the ass, you can do so by going to cureforconnorsusangcomen.org. That is located on Google's website search engine, and also WWE.com has some tabs for you to click on. For those of you wondering where to get the hottest ticket today in professional wrestling, you can visit the following websites: Eventbrite, StubHub, Ticketfly, and so much more. For those of you wanting to make your child's wish come true, you can do so by going to MakeWish.com, type in the name of your favorite child or child's favorite WWE superstar, NBA, All-Star, NFL athlete, WNBA, NHL, doesn't matter. Pick them, choose them, make your child smile, go right across that face, all right? 16 seconds. 10. 8, 6, 1.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be.
And In the world of professional wrestling, it's a roller coaster. It's up and down. It's this, that, the other. You hear a lot of people say, I was about ready to give up. I was about ready to throw in the towel. I was ready to do the most extreme thing. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I got a whole hour just to sit here and be honest with you about what I plan on doing as far as my future career goes. If I decide to be a broadcast journalist, that's my choice. If I want to go back into the world of professional wrestling again, that's my choice. Everyone just, you know, assumes that I have officially retired from doing what I love best, and that's running my mouth on a microphone. Well, I'm running my mouth here on a podcast so that all can hear exactly what I have to say. Yeah, it sounds like a fucking drown-out promo, but I do have a point behind it. I have a point not behind the promo, but behind the last bit of the title. I talk about moving on. There's a lot of people that are still involved in the world of wrestling, and they made a success of it. And I'm more than happy to talk to you about a friend of mine whom I have the pleasure of riding alongside with on the road and have flown with to North Carolina, Kurt Gannon. He's not on the line, but I'm going to talk to you about him just briefly, which in my language means a long time. So I've been alongside Kurt since the good old days when he used to work for KCXW. Now, since then, this awesome dude has moved on, and he has worked really, really hard to become a champion. I can't tell you how elated I felt when he won the championship, because to be quite honest with you, it meant the world to me to see him win that championship belt. It meant the world to me to see him succeed, and that's enough for me. Now, granted, I may not be his active manager. I may not be the man responsible for his success, because this is what I believe. If I was to worry about how everyone else is succeeding and, oh my God, Kurt's champion, what am I going to do with my life? No. I'm happy for him. Yeah, it's difficult not being a part of, but at the same token, the best thing that could have ever happened, this is 2 years coming. This is a culmination, or was a culmination when he won the championship, folks, of, okay, he's champion. All right, do I fade into the background? All that? No, I didn't think that. Because I know in my heart, I've been through a lot mentally when it comes to this world of professional wrestling. And for Kurt to win a title is one positive light that I can see. And he's, you know, he's having some major successes right now. He's got big plans to face Abyss at ICW and the Monsters Ball. But this is a pretty big deal. So my thing is, I'm happy that Kurt won a championship. I'm happy that he's moving forward in his career in wrestling, because he really, really, truly wants it. And I would have talks with him. I'm not going to divulge everything about we speak of, but there were some times where there was some real doubt in his mind, and I'm glad that he stuck with it, just like I'm going to continue to stick with doing a podcast. Now let's backtrack a little bit, folks, shall we? Okay, so this little journey began in 2014. It kind of hit a snag in 2016. I did get fired over Facebook, but I realized, why keep talking about it? Because people are just going to get fucking sick of hearing it. So just to tagline my career, I managed probably, I don't know how many times, I can't remember or recall because it's been so fucking long, But I can guarantee you this. I'm moving on because I've learned that people are going to talk a huge amount of shit. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to relent. They're not going to think, well, maybe I made a mistake. I'm moving on because not only has Uncle Bob, Brutal Bob Evans, helped me realize this. If I keep on reliving my past, I'm never going to fucking move forward. There comes a point in time when you do this thing we call professional wrestling. I just wasn't cut out for the lifestyle. I mean, I can be on the road with people, but like I said, I'm not quitting becoming a manager. I'm not quitting being a broadcast journalist. But you know what? I'm definitely on the path to success. Do you know why? Because unlike most people who probably would be breathing on fumes, on a support mask, metaphorically speaking, when it comes to doing this thing as a podcast, they would die if they didn't have help. Guess what, folks? I'm going to have help soon. I just don't know who, and I don't know when, and I don't know where I'm going to get this help from. But I guarantee you, I'm fine doing the show as is right now. Moving forward, what does that mean for good old B-Train? Let's see, I've been through two co-hosts. It's not a curse to work alongside me. We just have to parlay ideas. And I have to be a little bit more patient in some regards. But let me tell you something. I'm going to express something to people may say, oh, he's just doing the woe is me act again. I have been through the cycle of people promising me things and then stabbing me in the back. But people will say, well, that's your perception and that's how you feel or you felt the situation went along. Let me inform you of something, folks. When someone says they're going to help you along with certain things, such as bookings, such as appearances, guess what? You start realizing you are the one responsible for that, and you shouldn't rely on the word of someone who bullshits you. Also, when someone says that they are your friend in the business, that remains to be seen from my perspective. That's why I'm always on my guard, because people will say shit to your face. The reality of it is you have to be the judge of, okay, this is not a friendship business. This is a business business. It's always good to have one, at least one friend in this business. If you have many, greats, because you've earned their friendship, you've earned their respect. Some people say that there's two sides of the business. Well, until you have been through one side of the business, which is don't trust anybody, until you've been to the side of the business where people applaud you, they cheer you. Like I said, this business is like a roller coaster. You go up, you go down, you're not really in control, you're back in control. I mean, it's a love-hate relationship. It's like being married. If you marry into the wrestling business, this is what you get. You get a lot of road trips, a lot of long nights, a lot of instances where you vent to your best friend and you tell them, okay, this is how I perceive things. This is how I believe what's going on. Sometimes truth hurts. Someone lights a fire under your ass and tells you, hey, shape up. You need to change this. You need to change that. This is your love. This is where things stand. This is how you approach it. Thank you again, Kurt, for helping me realize
You know, do what makes you happy. Don't rely on other people's opinions of you. Not easy. Not easy. But I'm slowly but surely moving forward in this business. Do you know why? Some people laugh and say, well, you're just a simple little podcast host. How is it that you're moving forward in your career and you're a former manager, so why you keep bitching about the past? Explain this to you so that all of you can understand. In order to let go of the past, you got to dredge some up, vent about it, and then forget about it. I've had a lot of people come in my life and out of my life, and others are saying, well, that's just life. You just have to deal with it. You just have to be perceptive. Do not tell me how to fucking feel in some instances. I would like to feel the emotion that I feel. Because you hear the old saying, he wears his heart on his sleeve. That's good old B Train. He talks a big game, but he can't back it up. Or, oh, no, I wouldn't believe a word he says, kind of thing. Let me inform you all that think that way. I've got pictures. I've got proof. So, again, my theory is I don't really care about the opinion of others in some instances. And, well, after appearing on Wrestler's Court more than once, I can only tell you it's a degrading, demeaning experience, the which I have become stronger for. And do you know why? Because I realize, hearing from another individual, Wrestler's Court is a very shameful, it's the most embarrassing way to handle an individual. I've come a long way, folks, from having to put up with a group for a set amount of time for almost 2 years, then finally moving out of the nest and just doing this show. Because if I didn't tell you all exactly how I felt, I'm not doing this show justice. I figured I'd tell you that I'm moving on because I've got a lot of events to attend to, and not just WWE. I've yet to go to a Ring of Honor event that I can actually physically remember. I have yet to go to a New Japan event. So the goal this year is to attend an international show and actually do something with Wrestle Radio and do something with Off the Rails Uncensored. It's not difficult. But I know deep down, I've got a long way to go because I'm running this shit by myself. And I'm not asking for a handout. I'm not asking, you know, hey, could you pick up the slack so that I can actually move on and have some ease in my mind. Back to the subject at hand, folks. Moving forward, is that a possibility for me? Yeah, it is. And you know why? Because when an individual deals with neglect, when an individual deals with heartache, deals with their fair share of, you know, thank yous and forgive you and all that stuff. And I'm still, like I said, I still am able to shake hands with some of the guys from KCXW. So it's not all bad blood. I don't expect certain people to forgive me because of what I've said, because I stand by what I say. And I'm okay. I'm not going to say forgive me on my hands and knees, because that's not me. I can forgive individuals that I think have their heads so far up their ass, they don't even know what the sun looks like anymore. Again, that's just based off my perception of what these individuals are. I'm not going to list names because that's fucking petty. I'm just going to tell you I forgive. Forgetting, that might take some time. Is that dredging up past? Sure. But my experiences in the world of wrestling, it was fun, it hurt. It was fun, it hurt. It was a mix of, like I said, heartache, ignorance. A lot of learning. A lot of learning of trust and how certain people are. It's the same way with work. You learn who has your best interest and you learn who does not. So moving forward from this, yeah, it's taken me some definite time, but I think I'm doing just okay for myself. I have awesome family members who support me in my dream and whatever it is that I want to do in life. I've got amazing roommates who I can laugh with and share stories with. And then when I go see my friend in Kansas City, I know he's become like an older brother to me. I've known him for technically I met him once in 2010, 2011, but Kurt is like my older brother, and he's helped me day by day move on from what people have said or have done to me in the past. And that's big, that's huge in the world of pro wrestling, because we really don't think, okay, yeah, I'm going to be nice to the guy who basically stabbed a knife in my back. Or, yeah, I'm going to trust the guy who literally tried to say that I did certain things to cause certain drama. What I'm getting at is, moving on in the world of professional wrestling is not, and I repeat, is not that easy. So what I see, or what I view as moving on, may be different than what others perceive it as. Like I said, I don't trust anybody in this business because of what I've been through. And people say, oh, poor you, feeling sorry for yourself. Whatever shall we fucking do, you big crybaby bitch. I know that there are good people left in this business. I know from experience that there are still people out there that are like, well, I'm doing my thing, you do yours. And I also know of the type of people that, hey, yeah, I'll be your friend and then relay everything you fucking say directly to the person that you were talking about. Thought it was in the strictest of all confidence. So how do I move on from those backstabbers and those people that have treated me bad? I'll tell you how. I just report wrestling and make things enjoyable to report to you guys. I just move forward in a way in which I only know how. So I'm going to go deep with you all. You start realizing, okay, professional wrestling is my outlet. Professional wrestling is my escape. Because, to be honest with you, I'm looking at new ways to improve Wrestle Radio, looking at new ways to improve Off the Rails Uncensored. There's such a thing as patience, because I know the word eventually will turn into, actually, eventually, yeah, I try to take that word out of my vocabulary, and also the word hopefully. Because if you keep saying eventually, it'll never get done. Hopefully meaning you're putting it off. The word doing, will, can, they go a long way into moving forward in the world of pro wrestling. And I say this because there's a lot of pain that I've dealt with. Good, you know, the good pain, and, you know, okay, well, maybe this business relationship didn't work. Or also, you know, I dealt with other mental pains like relationships and family, personal problems. Like I said, this show, Off the Rails Uncensored, has become a way for me to give you guys a glimpse into what I'm going through. I don't want to make it about me all the time. That's for damn sure. But I've sat here and literally vented to you about the former co-host. I have vented to you about hell, anything and everything regarding pro wrestling. And that's the beauty part about this show, is that when I vent, you know who I'm talking about. Whether it be, Absolution, Riot Squad, Shayna Baszler. Not so sure I can vent about Ronda Rousey, because at least she's trying. But you get the gist. I have vented about my personal ventures in the world of professional wrestling. I have ventured into triumphs and tribulations that I've been through with KCXW. No matter what people in the wrestling business have thrown at me, I've always gotten back up, because it's important. It's highly important that I start this chapter of moving on, because if I don't, guess what? People are going to tune me out. People aren't really going to pay attention. People are just going to be like, he's holding back, so why should we listen to him? There's a rhyme and there's a reason for everything that I've said and done. I've got, you know, a reason for moving on. I'm not giving up pursuing being a manager. One day I will. Broadcast journalism, okay. That can take the form of podcasting, announcing, being a ring announcer, whatever. Point is, I'm not giving up wrestling. Others may have a different idea of what it is. Some may think of it just as a side hobby. Ooh, look what I do on the weekend. I get to be a wrestler. Oh, look what I get to do on the weekend. I get to be a manager. I'm moving on, meaning I'm not quitting professional wrestling. I am in the process of healing and forgiving other people that I believe are the biggest pieces of crap for never acknowledging exactly what or how they treated me. Some people are really cool about, long time ago he came into the company and he really wasn't any good, and he was kind of a distraction, kind of a drama star, fire starter, blah, 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 blah. If you never give an individual room to roam, you don't give them any teaching. Said individual will be pissed off and kind of full of regret as to, or not regret, but full of anger. Not full of remorse, that's for fucking sure, but I can guarantee you, I still am left standing. You didn't devastate me. You didn't hurt me. You made me stronger. Some people may say, well, this guy or this gal did something to me so terrible that I don't even talk about it in front of my friends. Okay. In certain instances, if it were really, really personal, I understand. If you were fired through Facebook Messenger instead of in person, some people would say, well, they did you a favor. Yeah. still miffed about that, but like I said, I forgive. Doesn't mean I'll forget. I'm happier in regards that I'm able to go to stuff like NXT, Takeovers, Evolve, Wrestling Revolver. I'm able to travel and report to all of you exactly my viewpoints on what I like and what I didn't like. So I guess you could say, oh, he's found his little podcast and it's great. Let me answer you in that regard. Little podcast? I now run 3 shows a week to an audience that has grown just a smidgen to Japan, Norway, Latvia, South Africa, the UK, Australia, New Zealand. And it's kind of funny. 2%. 2% listeners. It's not only in the United States. My listener range, that is, that listen to me. So in other words, what I say must have impact when it regards listeners. I was on the verge of suicide in Brooklyn. Not now, but 2.5, almost 3 years ago. And someone said, hey, why not show up on this show? I was feeling like, you know what, I really at this point don't feel like there's much for me to do on this earth anymore. And when someone made the gesture of getting me off my ass and allowing me to speak my mind, that made me feel a lot better. And then, you know, things got relayed to me that I really could not believe, such as Vince McMahon writing a 2-page handwritten letter, you're going to be running SmackDown, I'm going to be running Raw. It became the game of let's keep B-Train under wraps, let's really not let him go, blah, 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 let's keep a tight wrap on him, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I understand when people try to tell me exactly what to do, how to feel, what I shouldn't feel, what I should be able to do, whether it be job, whether it be, you know, when I was still aligned with Jake, I choose to speak to him in person, not on Facebook, and the reason is, honestly, I'm tired off my ass most of the time, dude, so don't take offense if I don't message you back. Yes, he and I have had our differences. Like I said, I can forgive him, and at least he allowed me to speak what was on my mind. Like I said, I've had people lie to me in this business. I've had people tell me that they were my friend and stab me right in the chest. Not literally, but figuratively speaking. Or let me rephrase that. Metaphorically speaking. Chest, back, doesn't matter. They took a metaphorical knife and just stabbed me with it. So I learned very, very quickly, unless their best interest is entirely on you or even a little bit, invest in yourself. Make sure that you are running things the best way you know how. When it got to the chapter of Jake and I running stuff, it was fun for a while. We were able to get guests. Then things went south. And here we are. It's not running south now. It's just a matter of me putting the pieces of the puzzle back together. It's not in the shitter. It's just going to take some time to get the co-host on board. And like I said, I know that when he joins, I'll feel a lot better. So anyways, after the Jake chapter left, I started running the ship. I haven't steered it into an iceberg yet. I know I won't call this ship Titanic of Wrestle Radio and Off the Rails Uncensored. I just say, you know, it's uncharted waters, and I don't know exactly how I got here other than I'm just doing what I can. Oh, wow. I got a question under Russell underscore radio saying, how long have you been wanting to be a podcast host? That wasn't planned. Kyrie, is that how you say your name? Like Kyrie Sane? Okay. Cool. Yeah, no problem. All right, folks. A lot of questions have started to rain in, so during that time period, we're just going to take a good old break, a 10-second pause for station identification, right here on Off the Rails, uncensored. Alright, so to continue this madness, this is what I'm going to tell you. After the Jake chapter occurred, I tried to steer this ship, but it's still uncharted waters. It's as many metaphors as I can describe. It's a puzzle that I'm trying to put back together, find the pieces of success. I found me a co-host, which I mentioned quite a bit. Oh, yes. Big Shan. Let's bring that to light, shall we? Just wasn't what I was accustomed to, so no hard feelings, big man. If you want to come on the show, you're more than welcome. It would run a lot smoother. Let me rephrase that. Wasn't what I was accustomed to or looking for. So, like I said, my new co-host is still on the board. Big man, still an amazing friend, just not what I'm looking for in a co-host. Anyways, so after, you know, that chapter, brief, if you will, at one point in time, Wrestle Revolution Radio or Revolution Radio, whatever it was called, briefly was a thing, wasn't a thing, doesn't matter. Yes. Oh, man. Making amends with me is like people wanting to point out my shit and then not having any inkling of what they did wrong. So, like I said, I'm just going to let a few of that slide. And if you think this is about you, not. Like I said, I'm not going to mention certain names. I've already beat some names into the mud, but I'm kind of glad I did. It's always a big key in the world of professional wrestling to move forward. How does one do that? I'll tell you exactly how. In order to move forward in professional wrestling, you got to find those who have wronged you, look them dead in the eye, and say, I don't care. I'm doing my own thing. I'm happy. I'm successful. Even if the success is very small, even if it irks them that you are being successful, who cares? As long as you, the individual, is happy. That's what drives them nuts even more. They start to, you know, start crap on social media. Ah, well, they're starting a fire that they definitely don't want put out. But you know how you put it out inadvertently? By either responding with kindness or just telling them to fuck off. Actually, you know what? The first option's better. That might start or incite a war for keyboard warriors who, you know. Anyways. How does one move forward in the world of professional wrestling? Just get up. Start walking. Do anything. Put headphones on. Write a show title. Do whatever makes you happy. Watch wrestling, for flying fuck's sake. It doesn't take much. If you were, I was once part of business when it was this way, and I think that was the best kind of way. That's not moving on. That's living in the past. It's one thing to say, oh, I'm moving on, but never really making the effort to do so. And when in the description it says, and I go in depth as to how I'm moving forward inch by inch in this crazy world of pro wrestling business. Most people won't get that because they say, well, if you haven't moved on from your past, how are we going to believe you, B-Train? Come on, this is pathetic. This has been 2 years in the making. You know, I used to spend episode after episode talking about Kyle Eller. Then I spent episode after episode talking about KCXW, blah, 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 blah. Then I just found things that bothered me in wrestling. Then people were like, yeah, it's kind of cool to hear him rant about it. But then that shit gets old. I've realized that if people are not serious about this business, that they won't contact you, they won't text you, they're busy. I get it. People have lives. What really irks me, though, is, well, it seems like he's moved on, but I really don't believe it 100%. I haven't spoken about a certain someone in a year. I haven't spoken about a group every episode. I haven't spoken about KCXW every single fucking episode. I actually, you know, at this point in juncture in my life, if you are completely satisfied, this isn't in regards to KCXW, the next statement. If you are completely satisfied by staying stagnant and never moving forward in your wrestling career because your other career comes first, more power to you. Because, like I said, I'm moving on. I'm moving on to bigger and badder things. I've got things I have to worry about, such as New Orleans, Orlando. I got to worry about Detroit, you know, going to all these places and planning it out and how it's going to be and how it's going to turn out. So in other words, I'm planning road trips. I'm flying, I'm traveling, I'm doing my thing. I'm taking pictures to commemorate the moments. I'm living in the now. I'm not living in the past. I don't live in the now in some regards. I realize that, and I'm trying to work on that. The world can be a very forgiving place. It can be a place of smiles, a place of broken promises, a place of variety of emotions. So how have I moved on? How am I making the necessary steps to move forward in the world of professional wrestling? I've taken each subject that I've dealt with in my past, and I've vented about it. And you know what? I feel better about telling you all exactly how I feel. I don't want to spend the entire hour of Off the Rails Uncensored venting about one wrestler, which I know, whom I will know how to pinpoint what I don't like about their gimmick, their character, their personality, this, that, the other. I don't want to spend the entire hour doing that. Because every now and again, it's nice just to have a good old personal talk with me. Not every show, because that'll get old too. I figured this was a nice segue in letting you into how I feel about, you know, moving yourself forward, even if it's an inch at a time. There's ways to move forward faster when someone can scare the ever-living piss out of you about it. It's always healthy, it's always refreshing to know where you stand as an individual in the world of professional wrestling. Where I stand, I'm happy and content doing a podcast. I'm not stagnant about it. I don't want to keep it the same. So obviously I want people to understand not just me and my viewpoints, but to make sure that my viewpoints and my opinion are on a broader scale. They're on a bigger platform. I don't need certain approvals, opinion-wise, but if someone says, hey, you should really listen to this guy. Hey, you should really think about this guy. He's actually pretty good about what he does. That is gratifying enough for me. Sure, money talks. How do you make your income grow faster? How do you make yourself as an individual move forward instead of ass backwards? You can't. I'll tell you one big hint. If you keep dwelling on the past, it's never going to be a journey. It's going to be a walk in the desert for a pretty long time. It's a very, very lonely walk. Then conversations get cut short. Then people start tuning you out. And let me just tell you right now, I'm happy because my older brother, well, he's not really my older brother, but I consider him to be one, finally won a championship, and that's done some amazing things for him. It makes me happy. I don't want to take a moment away from him, but I was his manager, and it makes me say, hey, I managed that guy. I managed the current GWF champion. Little small victories mentally in my brain, like, hey, I may not have succeeded as a manager in the wrestling business, but I'm succeeding elsewhere because, look, I can sit at a merch table and sell T-shirts. And somebody say, well, I can do that at the department store that I work at. What's it to you? Well, if I'm good with words and I'm good with helping another individual, whether it be at the merch stand, whether it be discussing ideas on what, you know, should do as a merch idea or not, I'm having fun. That's the very first step into enjoying anything that you do. You got to have fun. You can't just sit there and be like, oh, I guess I'm going to work today. Fuck this shit. Life has a lot more to offer than complaining and bitching and venting and ranting and whatnot. I vent and I rant and I bitch because I have reason to. And the reasons for me to move on in this crazy world we call professional wrestling are as follows. One, I don't want to be stuck in my past. Two, I don't let my past define me, because if a promoter or a talent agent comes across this podcast, they're going to be like, well, made some valid points, but still needs work. But I am glad that he's finally moving on. I've had a lot of time to sit and think, folks, about what it is that I was going to talk to you about tonight. And before Amaya comes on the week before WrestleMania, I just thought, you know, why not just be honest with people? Why not just relay to you all exactly what I'm going through? Because people say, well, I, you know, there's a lot of stories that can trump what you've done and how you feel. Yeah, it's called one-upsmanship, which I'm not a big fucking fan of. And I realize, you know, there's some people that like to just trounce my stories with their stories. I've gotten used to it. There are people that say, well, I lost my child, or I've gone through this hardship in my life. So I don't know where you're coming from talking about your struggles and your tribulations. We all struggle. We all have problems. We all get over them. We don't get over our problems and issues right away. But like I said, I'm moving forward inch by inch. I've literally gone to several wrestling events. I've participated in a few because I've seen the world of professional wrestling as a manager does not make me the all-knowing expert. And some people believe that they are. Newsflash. We all have our stories. We all have our experiences to tell stories about. I got to tell you right now, I have a feeling that my friend eventually is going to move so far up the ladder in wrestling, Kurt Gannon, that is, that he's going to be either in New Japan, he's going to be in NXT, he's going to be in Ring of Honor. I don't know where my friend will end up, but that, what he did in one instant just let me forget all that was going on in the world of wrestling. That had happened to me. In that one instant when he won the championship at GWS, that made all the negative feelings, all the fucking problems that I've had with professional wrestling go right out the fucking window. What he did kind of just set my, you know, my spirit free. My anger, my frustration, my annoyance, my peeves with professional wrestling. Or should I, let me rephrase it, my irritation, same thing as frustration. Let all of that anger just flow right out. Whenever someone does something, it doesn't have to be me succeeding, you know, having or creating a controversial moment in the ring, outside the ring, whatever, as a manager. What made me feel content, what made me feel hope in my heart was when my friend won a championship, and there's big plans for this gentleman. There's some big, big plans. And I guarantee you, if you see him in the E or elsewhere, it's because he worked his ass off. And that's why I'm telling you, I've moved on. I'm happy. Why would you be happy? It's not you that did it. In order for you all who have never been a part of professional wrestling, let me explain to you. Until you have been a part of something, and not just wrestling, and been through the mental anguish that wrestling can bring upon you, then I suggest you start training, you start working hard. Eventually, all that hard work will pay off. And if you find a mini victory or small victories in your life, in wrestling, doesn't matter where, you're going to start being more positive. Because one day, you might not wake up. And then you'll be full of regret. If you don't forgive, that's fine. That's on the individual. I've realized like you cannot change an individual. No matter what you tell them, what you present to them, you cannot change who they are. So I'm at peace. I'm finally at fucking peace with KCXW. I'm done feeling some kind of way about them because they're not paying my bills. They're not making me work in the morning. They are not providing me memories anymore. So guess what? I moved on. Yay, Mazel Tov. I'm off the monkey. The monkey's off my back. Whatever. It feels like slowly but surely, folks, I'm starting to find my own way as an individual and as an individual in professional wrestling. So at 30 years old, about to be 31, I'm happy that I'm running Wrestle Radio. I'm happy that I've got two more shows a week. So three shows I'm fucking content, dude. I am fucking content with the way things are. And yes, I've got a certain amount of time left in this podcast to explain to you how I feel. Oh, wait, I already did that. So, folks, tune in every Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central. I'm not quite done yet. Fooled ya! I'm at peace. And it feels oh so good. Gonna talk to you, you know, on the level of, if you want to be real in this business, do it a certain way, because that's how people will come to know who you are. They'll come to respect you more. You can either look back, be a petty bitch, or you can move forward. Be a man or a woman about it. And I'm happy. I'm happy that I finally was able to put what had been nagging me in my brain as to why I've never been able to move forward. It's because, well, don't really let anything or everything out during some shows. Managed to modify my emotions over the years. But you know what? Now I feel better. That'll do it, folks. I'm spent. I've been talking for over an hour. But are you surprised? Well, that does it for Off the Rails Uncensored. Rest, you know, on Wednesday. Hope to see you guys next Monday. 4 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and varied times on Wednesday evenings for Off the Rails Uncensored. Ah, that felt good. Take a listen, folks, because if you miss this episode, you're just missing things entirely. I am B-Train from Off the Rails Uncensored, saying, if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, and this time I don't have to eat, but I got to get some sleep. Toodles, bitches. Hopefully the weather gets better. Good night. Day, whatever. All right. Toodles, bitches, for real. Bye. 'Cause we're so thin now.